ladies and gentlemen, it's Gino Salamone!
Gino, this is the best interview I've ever done in my entire life.
This guy, I love this guy. I have loved this guy for a long time. Look at it. Energy, the positivity is unbelievable. It's like sunshine.
I love it.
Boy, you're like the sunshine of Milwaukee. That should be your name.
Yes.
Good morning.
How you doing?
DDG, Dave Durian, Gino, the morning KLH. Nice guys in Hollywood. So you say Dustin Hoffman once bought
Dinner. The entire crew In-N-Out Burgers because that's what they wanted after a long day of press.
Okay. And we all know Henry Winkler, who we've had on the show many times. He's a super nice guy. Last night, Conan O'Brien had Ted Danson as a guest. And I did not know that Ted Danson has the reputation of being just a super sweet guy.
I think you and Tom Hanks both have it of such sweet guys, such nice guys. And I'm convinced that deep down, there's some evil there. There is some satanic evil inside you. I know there has to be.
Well, I can't speak for Tom. That could well be. For me, it's more of a case of superficiality. I take a very shallow cut on life.
Nice.
The word for me is charming.
Yeah.
Now, my wife is nice.
Yes.
And nice means, and kind means that you tell the truth. You uplift people in a deep, life-changing kind of way.
Yep.
I will just make you smile in the moment.
And then you move on.
Then I move on.
Before they can scratch any deeper.
Or before they realize I don't remember their name.
He's honest.
I know. Huh? That's what I think makes him so likable.
You know, we played foosball. I was at Cheers for a week. And behind the scenes, John Ratzenberger had me team up with him against Woody and Ted Danson.
Oh, my God.
And my days at UWM came in handy because my right hand, that move was still there. And we beat them.
Did you really?
Yes.
Very nice. Ted Danson, one more from Ted. He told Conan a story about a fan that came up to him in New York City.
My favorite come up and talk to me was in New York. I was coming out of some restaurant in Soho. It was lunchtime. And I was by myself. And some guy went, "Hey." And I turned around to be my charming, shallow self. And he looked at me and he said, "Hey, Ted, you remember that time I watched you on TV?" You know, it was like, "Whoa." Okay, maybe I should move on.
Yeah.
I had this standard thing that it works in airports, bars, you know, wherever, which is I had this generic chortle / chuckle laugh kind of thing. It's very simple. It's just, "Hey, you
know, yes."
A bit of a whinny, like a horse.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a whinny. Hey. Arsenio Hall last night was on the Stephen Colbert show, and I did the same thing. You had mentioned that you watched The First Coming to America.
Right, because it comes out, I think, March 5th.
And what they do is when you go to, I think it's Amazon Prime, it's like with first choice up there, do you want to watch the original? I had forgotten not only how funny the movie is, but how many big actors are in that movie? Mm-hmm. Samuel L. Jackson.
Right.
Cuba Gooding Jr. Is in that movie. And the characters that Arsenio and Eddie Murphy play are amazing. So on Colbert's show, Arsenio talks about the first time he met Eddie Murphy.
"I was at the crib and Keenan Ivory Wayans called me and he said, 'We all gonna hang out tonight, man. Eddie's in town and he's got to work on his Tonight Show set at the Improv. So let's all meet at the Improv.' And we all got to the Improv. And I think Eddie and Damon were the last ones to arrive separately. And when Eddie walked up, he's just staring at me. We're at a parking meter in front of the Improv. And Eddie's staring at me and he says, 'Yo, brother, you don't look like me.'"
What?
Whoever said that?
I don't know. But Arsenio said Johnny Carson would give him guests when he had his TV show. Here's Arsenio.
"Like sometimes Johnny would come across someone he thought was really great, but he didn't discover talent. Me being the young guy, I would put on a new Mariah Carey or a new Will Smith, and they would give me names. Like they gave me Usher Raymond once because I guess Ed knew him from Star Search. So to know that not only he doesn't hate me, but he tries to help me because the paths were so distinctly divided.
He really, Eddie Murphy, made Arsenio Hall's career with that movie, right?
Yes, exactly. I don't think he gets the talk show without it.
I don't think so either. Yep. Charlize Theron. All right, we're going to move to her. Give us some background.
I think an alien, because the perfection, I still see her when we were interviewing her in Germany, walking. People don't walk like that, and there is nothing wrong.
Okay.
Unless she thinks there's something wrong.
Okay, well, Charlize Theron.
Of course she does.
Yeah, exactly. She's a woman.
Yep.
Vanity Fair. She reveals her greatest regret and least favorite body part.
What is your greatest regret?
Usually not eating enough of that dessert.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
Smaller shoulders. They have big shoulders.
She has big shoulders.
Oh, please.
That's what she hates.
Was she a swimmer? Like,
I don't. I think you're nitpicking there. Yeah. Charlize Theron, by the way, also has a favorite word, which she constantly overuses.
Just magical. I'm using the word magical a lot. I'm sounding like a real royal. Everything is so magical. Maybe the phrase I overuse is magical.
Finally, a Hollywood waitress rates some of her celebrity customers. Here she is.
Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes casually strolled up one night and they had their kids and they were so gorgeous and so polite. 11 out of 10. Judd Apatow and Leslie Mann, who I wanted to like so much, but they were so rude and maybe they were just having a bad day. So 1 out of 10. Lady Gaga, queen of my heart. She remembered everybody's names. She always looked flawless. She's extremely nice. She's a goddess. 5 million out of 10. Anna Faris is the kindest, most wonderful person alive. I wish she was my best friend. 20 out of 10. Keanu Reeves. He came in for a lunch with industry stiffs, orders a dozen oysters to himself. He was so humble, paid for the whole bill, tipped super well. Red pill out of 10, 100% would die for Keanu Reeves. The gorgeous Drew Barrymore. She came in for like a week straight. She was pregnant. She was always in a hurry, always super nice about it. Was just a ray of sunshine and bubbles for my day. I adore her. 1,000 out of 10. Next we have Drake. He has so many security guards. He drank rosé on ice. He ate a kale salad. He was fine. 6 out of 10.
Wow.
If I'm Judd Apatow, who we've had on the show before and you've talked to many times, and I realized that my wife and I were the only two really on that list that she said were horrible, I think I'd go back and try to make amends. Right?
Right. Unless you're horrible.
Unless you're horrible. Right.
Unless you just don't care.
Never thought about that. You know. None of those Hollywood people are like that, though, are they?
You know, talking about those lunches, I watched once Daniel Kaluuya, who's a great actor. He was in Get Out, and he was in an intense discussion with an agent where he was leaning across the table and listening to every... I was more fascinated watching them discuss, and they didn't eat anything. They just had water.
They didn't eat anything?
No, no.
Wow.
Do you leave a tip then?
I'm sure they did.
Yeah. Mm.
That'll be in the next segment of The Waitress. And they came in and just had water. Hollywood with Gino, part of what we do here on the Morning KLH.